Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry or the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're going to speak to a very special guest. I am so excited tonight. But first, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to have prayer, then we're going to introduce our guest, and then we're going to have questions for our guest, Mr. Christopher King. So Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 read, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that you continue to just bless us and take care of us, Lord, in a mighty way, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for each person who's listening, and we want to thank you for our guests. We ask that you continue to bless each and every person on this ministry and bless this ministry to be something that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, amen. I am getting ready to introduce a gentleman by the name of Mr. Chris King. Mr. Chris King is the executive board founder and CEO of the Gentleman's Course. He is the grandson, I'm so excited, of the blues legend B.B. King and Legacy to the King Empire. He has hosted and booked many appearances in fashionable events featuring designs such as international designer Ralph Lauren, Polo, and many others that you need to read about, just to name a few. He's published over 17 articles within magazines across the country, and he's been involved in many radio interviews and blog appearances. He has a bow tie line. He's worked with individuals such as Jeremy Mincy of the Dallas Cowboys, Phil Mobb, and Jackie Christie, just to name a few. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Christopher King. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for having me on board. I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. Now, Mr. Christopher, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about all of the gifts that God has blessed you with. Is that okay?
Of course, always.
All right. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, a little bit is a far stretch from most, but I'll try to summarize it up in a quick synopsis.
Okay.
You know, my grandfather was my mentor, so I'm a well-tailored young man. I love entertainment. It's my passion. I love helping people. He blessed me a lot. So in order for me to receive more blessings, I got to help more people. So I'm always looking for avenues, different avenues to help people. But I was in the military for 8 years. I was in the Marine Corps. So I served my country honorably and took my accolades and my awards, and I proceeded to pursue other endeavors because I'm a young man. I'm not as senior as most. I'm 33 years of age. I was born in Dallas, Texas, so I love Texas. Dallas is my city. They used to call the school, I don't know if they still call it or abbreviate it, but it was called SOCS, South Oak Cliff.
Okay.
I was raised up in Dallas, over in South Oak Cliff, so I loved it. D-Town, or DFW, Funky Town, as they call it. Funky Town, I like Dallas. I was raised in Savannah, Georgia, single-parent home, by my mother, a beautiful woman, Sherry Williams, love her to death. She's like a, she's more of a sister than a mother. She's always there for me in my corner. You know, when you can have a relationship with your parents, that's just always a better blessing.
Right.
You know, without her, I wouldn't be here. So from that perspective, military was a good time. Since then, I've worked with an array of celebrities, from styling to road management to management, promoting. I mean, it isn't a trade in the entertainment industry I have not been successful at. So I decided about 2 years ago to actually embark on a distant endeavor, which is actually becoming the talent at that point. I just finished my first movie about 3 weeks ago. We did a premiere in Orlando, so the movie probably won't hit theaters till sometime next year. Because, you know, in the acting world, they do a private premiere for us to actually see the film first before they show it to the public. And that was in Orlando, Florida, November 21st. And it was a great experience. Looking for more acting projects that I'm involved in. It'll be coming to light very soon, so I really enjoy it. And then, of course, always styling people and putting clothes on people has always been a passion because I like people to look good. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you just can't help but do good things. So
that's right.
Styling is always the avenue. But that's a quick synopsis from start to finish about a little bit about me.
Wow, that is very impressive. And, you know, in the spring I'm having a fashion show, but so I may get in contact with you.
Hey, I love that. I love to come to Dallas. I would love to come to Dallas to host it, have my input invested in it, and we can really have a great show.
Okay. And actually it's in Waco, which is actually an hour and 30 minutes from Dallas.
Oh, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. If folks don't know, the actual movie I'm in is called Room 236, and you can actually look it up on YouTube and see the trailer and some of the footage. Room, R-O-O-M, 236, the numbers, Room 236.
That's good. That's good. All right. Now, how did you create the Gentleman's Course, and is the vision what you expected?
Well, honestly, it started out as just a weekend because I have a lot of mentors in my life. With me being successful as I am, I still don't know it all. So I have a lot of mentors in my life that help guide, advise, help me with my decision-making process, once again, because I don't know it all, and they help me. And one young lady named Trinette Ingram, we always talk. She's over a nonprofit titled She. She helps to empower, and she goes over basically how to help women become more ladylike. And building the independent confidence of the power of a woman. And she encouraged me to actually push forward with my idea of actually doing a weekend of etiquette with kids. It was going to be just a 3-day event where, just similar to what Steve Harvey does with his boys camp, but I wasn't going to limit it to just one genre. I wanted to actually have both sexes, male and female, there for the kids. And I can't teach a lady how to be a lady, but I can teach you of what to expect, the treatment of how you should be treated from a male. That I can teach you, but I can't teach you how to be a lady. So she helped push it. So I contacted a few folks, and I said, you know, I want to do this etiquette course for kids. And it began to evolve into a whole different animal from being just one market to 3-day event. Now we're looking at multiple markets. We have interest from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have interest already from Montgomery, Alabama, that want us there, and a couple other communities as well, just to name a few, that just want to bring us there to facilitate, because our main focus and what it grown to be, or what it has grown to be, is a generator to raise funds to fight against human trafficking. And in Florida, folks don't know, here in Florida, it is an epidemic. We're ranked third in the state of Florida. So to kind of sum everything up, it's an opportunity. I feel, from a personal standpoint, if I educate the youth, then I can contribute my part, my effort, to that count of offenders, one, if they grow up knowing the proper tools, not only knowing their human rights, knowing proper etiquette and mannerisms, then they're not going to be attracted to that particular industry. And secondly, there will be a deterrent, because when people are more educated and knowledgeable, they're going to pursue various endeavors that are far from the lifestyle of the prostitution or sexual industry. So that was number two. And number three, we can't stop everyone from wanting to influence the mindset of people to want to pursue other endeavors or facilitate helping people take people from their natural way of living and force them into a lifestyle that they didn't choose to do. So if we can attract the young mindset, who's very influenceable, their minds are always changing. So we can get them at a younger age and instill the proper knowledge and tools from an outside in, then we can help be a deterrent for the future. I can't stop it now, but I can help phase it out as we grow as a civilization. And today at this point, it is exactly what I expected it to be, because, you know, when you have your passion about something and you're putting out your effort, and then you have a good team of folks, you know, Donna Rentz, she's my my assistant and my booking agent. She's out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Her company is Sisters in Motion, and she has been a windstorm of assistance in me building this element, presenting the package, and actually cultivating it to what it is today, and reaching out to multiple markets to build that momentum. So it takes a team of people. You know, and I thank her so heavily in that endeavor, because even she came down, and this shows support from your team of people who's around you. Cause a lot of people are carry a large crowd of people. They're associated with a lot of folks. But if a person or people are not believing in your vision from a support standpoint, a lot of times people will tell you, oh, I support you all day. But their actions speak a lot louder than the words that are coming out of their mouth. I appreciate the work ethic. And this young lady, upon her own knowledge, I didn't ask her, drove from North Carolina to Tampa, Florida, round trip, didn't even stay overnight for an event I hosted, just to come support, and went back to North Carolina directly after the event that night. Didn't even stay. Mm-hmm. Now that's support. That's hands down loyalty, and you can't get that from a person not only who views you as a client but a friend. So I truly, anything she asks me for, I give to her wholeheartedly as fast as I can, you know, to keep her not only just motivated but to show her how much I appreciate not only her work ethic but her belief in me. You know, because Donna's older than me, so when you have people in your corner helping you move your movement, you have to acknowledge them. Even if you can't pay them all the money in the world, you can't bless them in certain endeavors, the simple verbal acknowledgement that I appreciate what you're doing in my fight for my cause sometimes can be just enough. Just that verbiage can be more than enough.
You're exactly right, and people tend to do more and work harder when they're acknowledged and appreciated. So that is excellent. Exactly. That's probably part of your mannerism class, right?
It is. You know, respect for people's endeavors, because if you want respect, you have to at first give it to those who don't even warrant it or ask for it. It's just the natural way of how you treat people. And when you treat people with general kindness, love, and affection, regardless of what they have done or what they're doing or whether or not they're benefiting you as an individual, these are the kind of people that will go to the end of the earth for you as a person, because they know that they're going to get the same amount of effort back from you that they're giving to you just because you've shown them the upfront general respect.
That's right. All right. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the King brand and the impact on youth? You talked about your mannerism class, but you also have the King brand.
Yes. You know, King is my name. So when you're talking about a brand, you know, there are a lot of brands out there. You got Walmart. They're a brand. And my definition of a brand is an entity or a body that has not only just multiple streams of revenue, but it's self-sustained. It makes money off of itself. It doesn't depend on other business ventures to generate revenue. It is the revenue generator. And when I look at myself and why I use the name of King the Brand or the brand attachment to my name, is because not only do I have my gentleman's course, but I've styled a multitude of celebrities as well as myself, styling individuals, but I have my bow ties, I have my Cuban cigars, the King cigars, and then I have King the Brand bow ties, which are wooden bow ties. They're not your general bow tie that are made of cloth, they're wooden. And then I have my business consulting, where I help other people brand themselves and become very unique in their element. And not to go further or get away, I don't want to forget an individual. This is a new individual on Team King who has really been very supportive in my growth and establishment, Mr. Lamont Bracey. Very, very talented, knowledgeable young man. I have to give him his credit as well, because once again, I wouldn't be on your show if it wasn't for Mr. Bracey and the Renzo Agency. So I respect him as a man and what he's doing, and he's our light over in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, so he's helping us bring the Gentleman's Course there and his endeavors. You know, so it's a lot of people, but sometimes my point of saying those two individuals, if you notice, I'm in Tampa, Florida. She's in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. He's in Alabama. They're not close. And
right.
A very relevant issue, I have yet to meet Mr. Bracey in person, but that has nothing to do with the person's work ethic and their ability to be able to accomplish and push a goal if they believe in the vision. They don't have to meet you or shake your hand. They see the vision, see the sight, and they believe in the model. They'll push forward with it, and they'll meet you when the time is right. You know, and Mr. Bracey is a person who not only believes in what I'm doing, but it believes in me as a person, and I definitely respect him so much for his endeavors and what he's doing within his community with his kids as well and his business and brand. So, you know, those two individuals, really people got to make sure if they don't do business with them, they at least have people of their caliber around them to help them grow.
Wow, that is excellent, excellent. All right. Now, what would you say is most challenging in the entertainment world?
Accepting defeat. Mm-hmm. Because, and I say it's challenging simply because a lot of people, they will say no to you just because they cannot swallow the fact that they have no choice but to support you. So they'll say no to avoid just to become a problem, and not realizing that the show don't stop. That's one element my grandfather taught me.
Amen.
One person might say no, but there are 30 other individuals that just might say yes and give you a bigger yes than that one person that said no, because if you let the work speak for itself, you know, and me being in entertainment, I'll let the flyers speak for themselves. I'll let the interviews speak for themselves or the publishing speak for themselves. And it's not an ego thing. It's just work. All of it is work, whether it's a phone interview, in person in the studio, whether it's a editorial publishing, whether it's a show I might be hosting or a booking or an appearance. I treat it like a job, and it's business. So when you treat it like a job, that one person who said no, who gave you that defeat, is not going to stop no show. The bus keeps moving, and you
right.
keep pressing forward. You take that one defeat, use it as fuel and energy to push forward and go after another. Because if you don't ask, then you shall not receive, because we all know, Lord said it first, faith without works is dead. You can have the faith, you can send up all the prayers you want, but he want to make sure before he answers that prayer, you actually are making a diligent effort to achieve the goal that you prayed for, and then he'll help you open them doors, but you got to open them, some of them yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Wow. Man, this is so much. This is just excellent. I'm taking notes. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals in entertainment?
Well, short-term, I'm living it. I'll be honest with you. I'm living it short-term because every day is something new for me. You know, I went to a luncheon today in support of, a lot of people don't know, but the Declaration for Human Rights. Today is the 67th anniversary that this document was brought into existence on a printed national basis. So I had a luncheon here in Tampa, Florida, acknowledging they had a lot of highlighted speakers from politicians. They flew in a lot of people from Cuba, from the Dominican Republic as well, to speak. And it was just an amazing event to network and mingle with all these politicians as well as various community advocates. And for me to be sitting there, you know, and them highlighting me, not on a public standpoint, just being able to be present, because I didn't have to get the invite. So to be invited there, to be amongst these people, knowing I've only been in this community for a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years, doing my community work, was eye-opening. So short-term, I'm living it. Now, my long-term goal, I would honestly expect my gentleman's course, I'm going to take that as an element in its own, to almost infect America like a disease. Because it's so much a person can get from just knowing simple etiquette and manners, how to treat people. You know, a lot of anger, a lot of things we see in society on the news, I believe we would have a different result if they were educated on the simple rules of being a gentleman and how to be a lady. Because if you take, for example, the last incident we had where the married couple killed 16 people and injured 24 at the facility for the disabled, that was an eyesore for me simply because I think it could have been changed or avoided, depending on their upbringing. But then you take the society response, and one of our political candidates, one of his responses I didn't agree with, but to make a statement to say, ban all Muslims from the country. Now, if I remember correctly, 90% of the incidents we have in our country, these American people doing them. The Columbine shooting, those were white kids. The church shooting was another white male. You know, you have police officers killing black people. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not a race issue, but in our own communities, you have gang violence, black-on-black shootings. So we have a lot of capital crimes being committed every day. But now, all of a sudden, we're going to make it a race issue and ban a race from our country and being able to enter our country just because of an incident, one incident, compared to the multitude of the hundreds of years of infliction and pain we've caused amongst our own people in our society. And some of them actually supported that statement. Some of them didn't, but we know there's some out there that did. And I just, you have to sit back sometime and take a bird's eye view and look at it on what's right and what's wrong, regardless of the remark, and how we should really handle it. So,
right.
Do I ban a race? No. But I do choose to educate my people, regardless of their race. Because in my gentleman's course, I have white kids, I have black kids, I have Asian people, I have Hispanic, young and old, from 12. The bulk is for 12 to 18-year-old children. But we do encourage the parents to attend simply because I'm only teaching you a brief. I'm giving you an introduction, but it takes that household to go back home and reiterate and make sure it's enforced so they know.
That's right.
Because I can't take you by hand and teach you every day. You as a parent should want these simple rules to be infected in your child as their base foundation in life, because appearance matters. Speech matters, how to talk to people, what to say, when to say, and where to say it. Various table topics. You've probably been to a dinner setting where a person may have come up with a topic of discussion, and you was like, really? Are you really going to talk about that right now at the dinner table? That's not the proper topic or the proper statement. So we have to make sure we rewind and think about everything we're going to say, regardless of our age, regardless of our history, of what we were raised or brought up on, to make sure we're saying the proper things at the proper time to the proper people and the proper audience. All that matters and tailors into the gentleman's course in etiquette, mannerisms, and table topics. in speech and attire. So it all comes together and comes back to one simple word, is humanitarian.
Right.
Because a person who's a great humanitarian is going to give back to his community. He's going to give to his society. He's going to help his family. He's going to help his wife and his kids. He's going to be a giver. But at the same time, while he's doing all the giving, he's going to receive so much to the point where it might be overwhelming. So balancing everything across the board, knowing how to dress, when to dress and where to dress, what to say, when to say, how to say it, and having the base rules. I see a lot of men don't even open the doors for their lady or a female, period. She don't have to be your woman, any woman. She can be the next man behind you's wife or lady. And there's nothing wrong with you opening up the door for that couple because you're by yourself. It's simple things like that that we as a society do not do, but we need to go back to the roots, because there was a time frame in society, and I know this is a long-winded question I've answered, but rewind back in time and look in history. Revert back to the time frame when every man wore a suit regardless of his job title. Even the street cleaner wore a suit and tie back in the 1920s. Even the criminal, the gangster and the mafia, they rob banks in suits. Then they'll leave the bank and go to the lounge club and have a drink in a suit. There was no time during their life or their daily activities where a male, one, did not have on a suit and tie and a hat, and then as well a female did not wear a dress and a hat. That was just a general custom and mindset. So even if they were robbing and killing folk, they did it with class and style. It's a rough way to look at it, but it's just a fact. Everyone wore a suit, regardless of what they did. So we have to get folks back to the mindset, if you're going to do something, at least look good doing it.
Oh,
at least look good.
That's right, that's right. Now, what was it like being the late Mr. B.B. King's grandson?
Now, that is an evolving question. As a youth growing up as his grandson, there were a lot of standards that I had to fight against because, you know, we wasn't a wealthy family. My mother wasn't wealthy. She was in the Army. My grandfather, money was his money, you know, and he believed in a man should work, period.
Amen.
Regardless, you want to eat, you better work. And I put a post up on my Facebook a while ago. It was a quote that he always told me. Son, there are no free meals over here. I work for every dollar, every dime. And if you want any of my money, then I'm going to get some labor out of you before I give it to you. I don't mind helping you, but I'm going to get some labor out of them bones before I give you any of my money. So anytime as a child I would go to see my grandfather perform on the road, or at a concert, you know, he would say, okay, so you're at the show. I need you to make sure, depending on what time I got there, depending on my labor. So I might have to sling the luggage and help the band unpack the buses. Or, you know, when it's time to get ready to go to work, I would help him get dressed. So I would help him put on his tuxedo and his shoes and his socks, and even as simple as putting on his underwear. Yep, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a pride question. It was understanding the bare fact that regardless of what it is out of life you may want, you're going to work to get it. Now,
that's
whether
right.
or not you want to do that work is your choice. But if you want the rewards that are at the end of the line, basically that paycheck on Friday, then you got to work Monday through Thursday just to get to that Friday blessing. And if you're not willing to work, you're not going to eat, because he don't
that's
believe
right.
in feeding folks that don't work. Being his grandson, I grew up learning methods or methodologies like that. That's what I was raised around. So even my team, people that are around me, I don't mind paying you what you want. I give you anything you want, but you're going to help me work. You're going to work to get it. So if you want to eat, bring some money to this table, or help me work to produce the revenue. It's that simple. I don't believe in paying folks for services if you ain't generated no work first. And
right.
it's always worked for me. So as I grew older and being able to not only develop my own mindset, grow into my place as a young man, I began to work for him. And that was a whole different world, living in the streets of Savannah, to get on the tour bus, city to city, show to show. It was work because it was the same rotation. We had curfews. We had rules. We had to dress a certain way. If we were in a casino, we had to wear a tuxedo. If we were in a concert hall like a civic center or a theater, we had to wear a suit. If we're in an amphitheater, the dress attire was, he called it Hawaiian wear, but it's basically a simple button-up shirt and slacks, but you didn't have to have it tucked in. So, and that was the dress code while we were working. And the suit colors were either blue, black, or gray. No flashy colors, no browns, beiges, no creams, no colorful shirts. Very simple. And he stuck to those guidelines because he's the boss and he was the show. He was the only one got to dress flashy. Nobody else dressing better than him. So
right.
Now I take the same philosophies working with him. I implement them in my own business. You know, I don't mind my team dressing nice because I do have a dress code, a standard. You need to look presentable. And I keep it as simple as that. Just make sure you look presentable because I'm in the fashion world. I host fashion shows, fashion weeks. I give fashion guidance. I have an upcoming style article coming out in Vertical Magazine. We print it every quarter. So I'll be giving advice. But from that perspective, you have to have rules when it comes to your business. If you don't, your business is going to fall apart. So he taught me, like I said, he was my mentor. He taught me so much stuff. I mean, it's so much, you can't even really talk about it all in one setting. So there will be a book that I'm almost finished writing in regards to the life of King. It's almost like an autobiography, but I have some help because I'm not a writer. You know, I'm not good at writing, but I have some help. So it's going to be a good read, I think, for most. It's going to have some stories in there about my grandfather. I call him Pawpaw. And then I'm going to have some things about family and just my workload as I grew into my position of where I am today. But it all came from a focus. You know, people say, well, some people are just egotistical. They have a big head because they think they're somebody. Well, let's step back. He taught me that it's not your ego or your confidence, but it's your focus and your discipline is what's going to get you to where you want to be. If they perceive it as being ego or having being overconfident, as long as you stay focused, you let them think what they want to think because your focus and your discipline to achieve your goals will change their minds in due time. Don't never stray from your goals, regardless of how they view you. As long as you treat folks with kindness and respectness, humble yourself, you'll get everything you want in life. Stay focused, and you'll be okay.
That's right. Now, is there anything else you want to share with the audience before I open up for questions?
I mean, they can always contact me. I'm very viral, so they can contact me on Facebook, Christopher King. They can contact me on my business page, King the Brand Official. My Instagram is King the Brand. My Twitter is The King the Brand. So I'm very easy to find, and I like to associate and mingle with people. So don't be afraid to reach out. I will respond. You know. So other than that, I mean, the floor is open for any questions. I'm here.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. King? Anyone?
Yes, Mr. King. I'm from California. I had a question on music. Now, are you into the music? Like your grandfather was?
I'm not musically inclined. I didn't pick up any instruments, but I learned the business side of the industry, and that's how I was able to accomplish inheriting his business, simply because I chose to learn the publishing. I chose to learn the contract from a management standpoint. And the clients I've worked with, not only did I style them, but I manage them. So Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives of L.A., Phil Mobb, hip-hop artist. I've worked with Farnsworth Bentley, Jazzy Faye, Anita Baker was one of my great clients. I love working with Anita Baker from a musical standpoint. So my knowledge for music in that industry comes from the business perspective, publishing, copyrights, trademarks, intellectual law. That's where my expertise comes in when it comes to the music world. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, so you didn't learn to sing the blues or anything?
No, I'm teaching my son to do that. He's 4, and he's already doing his guitar lessons now. So he'll be coming along real quick here with his guitar and his lyrics. He's already singing at 4, and I took him to a store, instrument store, and, you know, sometimes you test the waters, right?
Right.
So I said, well, son, go pick up whatever instrument you like. Now, keep in mind, he's 4. He doesn't know where his name comes from yet. He doesn't know who his grandfather was as a person because he's 4 years old. But lo and behold, guess what he picked up? A guitar.
Guitar. Wow.
All by himself at 4. And his name is B.B. King's namesake. He's Riley B. King V. And that's B.B.'s real name. For those that don't know, his real name is Riley B. King Sr. And he named my son when he was in the hospital when he was born. I didn't pick his name. He called and said, what's my boy's name? I said, well, what do you want it to be? He said, he's the 5th. I said, well, there it is. So he named him. So it's almost, it's meant to be from an existence. So I took it as upon myself not to force anything upon him. I'm going to let him find his way, and I'm just going to guide him through his choices.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. Man.
Did anyone else have any more questions? Anyone else? Last call. All right. Well, Mr. King, I will be contacting you a little bit later. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the knowledge and wisdom, and I appreciate just the gentleman that you are and how you're trying to spread your gentleman's course. And so I will be contacting you soon concerning the fashion show.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And if you guys are readers out there and you like good books, you know, you can, Mr. Bracey also has a book coming out, In My Shoes, A Sinner's Guide to Redemption. So you can definitely check out his book or contact him, look him up, Lamont Bracey, and he'll be able to support you guys and support him and his endeavors out there in Montgomery, Alabama. And thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening and being entertained by my words and my wisdom, and I hope he's able to gain something from it. And if you ever got a question, feel free to reach out to me on social media, and I'll be glad to respond.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Christopher King. And as you know, he has the Gentleman's Course, and he is the Executive Board CEO and Founder. So please look him up and support his brand. I have a few announcements to make before I wish you good night. Please be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or the freedalove.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Also, gospel artists, authors, writers, entertainers, publicists, actors, actress, please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love at AlfredaLoveShow or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. And so please be sure to reach out to me. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. be sure on December 18th, you should already have this marked on your calendar. We are going to have a great time because we have a talent show coming to Bellmead, Texas on December 18th. We have a featured judge, Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford, and we have many individuals coming to share their talent up on the stage on December the 18th at 6 o'clock p.m. in Bellmead, Texas. So be sure to be there. We have a couple of tickets left, so be sure to be there. In addition to that, just make sure that you check out my social media page at AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Or my other page at Alfreda.HubPages.com. Alfreda.HubPages.com. I would love to connect with you. We have many more interviews coming up. I believe we do have one on tomorrow. I will have the information on my Facebook page. So please be sure to check out the Facebook page. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts who are actually listening online. I thank you so much, and I ask that God continue to bless and take care of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.